This is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Birkinis. All the news you're about to hear is true. Really, as far as you know.
Okay, don't try this at home, kids. A 30-year-old German man plunged to his death when he was flipped off a roller coaster ride.
Like this?
No, more like,
not flipped off. Flipped off.
And police say the accident happened at a carnival late last Sunday evening. They believe the man was not wearing the safety belt or that it had come loose and he was thrown from the ride as it went into a curve. Authorities say they were questioning eyewitnesses and hope to find out more details. They said that based on their preliminary investigations, the man appeared to have been kneeling on the roller coaster ride.
He was in prayer. Evidently, the thing had scared him.
After death. And then, of course, it did the other.
All the way to death.
Half. Yeah. Hmm.
An Irish judge sparked controversy when he criticized the dreadful girls who frequent nightclubs in the city of Galway. I hear from respectable young men that they can't meet nice, respectable girls in these nightclubs. The girls they meet are dreadful, not locks. At least, that is what I'm told, Irish newspapers quoted Judge John Garavan as saying. Garavan, a 64-year-old father of two, made the remarks when he turned down an application for extended late-night opening from a number of nightclubs in Galway. People want a night out, let them go out on time. He sounds like my mother.
You know the scary... Well...
Why wait until 12:30 a.m.? It's uncivilized.
See, the scary part is the older I get, the more I agree with him. Yeah. A California winery... Why am I doing the dead stories? What happened to you doing these? A California winery worker was found dead after apparently slipping into a gigantic stainless steel vat of red wine.
He was rescued three times but kept diving back in.
I was going to say, the joke is funnier. Read the story, it's kind of sad.
I know.
The county coroner said officially the cause of death is pending. Drowning would look like the most likely cause. 31-year-old Mario Flores apparently fell into a 23,000-gallon vat while taking liquid-level measurements through a hatch at the top of the container. They got to make that hatch smaller.
That's probably a good idea.
The incident is under investigation.
Hmm. If you lost more than $1 million lately, the police are holding it for you.
Oh.
That's where I put it.
Darn it.
Beware, though, you've got a lot of explaining to do.
Boy.
Officers stumbled across the money. Typical for most officers, I would think.
In Chicago.
Yeah, I see. In a suitcase at the home on Chicago's southwest side while investigating a burglary. The black, softbound suitcase discovered on the basement stairs was filled with 56,000 $20 bills wrapped in 23 packages. The suitcase and its contents weighed 125 pounds. Police believe the money to be drug-related.
You think?
And seized it. Police dog detected drugs on the money and elsewhere in the house during a search. Another $21,000, a money counting machine, and money wrappers were also found. Hmm. No arrests have been made in connection with the money or the reported burglary.
You know, you got two choices here.
Huh?
If you want your money back, you're going to have to come up with a whale of an explanation.
Okay.
Or the cops get to keep it.
You've been listening to This Is True Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Birkinis.
Send emails to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.